This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday the U.S. has no plans to create an easier path to NATO membership for Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
According to NATO's membership action plan, candidate nations must make military and democratic reforms before they're considered for NATO membership. Last week, Biden administration officials said the president was open to waiving the requirement for Ukraine, which this week launched a counterattack amid Russia's war of aggression. When asked Saturday if the U.S. would make it easier for Ukraine, Biden said no. Ukraine has to meet the same standards as every other NATO member.
So I'm not going to make it easier. I think they've done everything relating to demonstrating the ability to coordinate militarily. But there's a whole issue of, is their system secure? Is it non-corrupt? Does it meet all the standards every other nation in NATO does? I think it will. I think it can. But it's not automatic.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told African leaders that it was forced to send troops into Ukraine, prompting a nearly 16-month war that's still ongoing. Reuters' Andy Cohen.
African leaders arrived in St. Petersburg Saturday to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin as part of an effort to mediate in the Ukraine conflict. Here's South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.
And we are here to communicate a very clear message that we would like this war to be ended.
Putin interrupted the remarks to deliver a list of reasons why he believed many of their proposals were misguided. He reiterated his position that Ukraine and the West had started the conflict long before Russia sent its armed forces over the border in February last year.